when it comes to trying to find out the real connection between antibiotic use in animal agriculture and the growing problem of bacteria becoming resistant to antibiotics for humans.
There's more that we don't know than we know, and there's really a lack of data.
Ohio State University's Dr. Lonnie King, speaking a few weeks ago at a USDA forum, he's a former administrator of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and on Capitol Hill this week, the current administrator, Kevin Shea, told a congressional panel his agency is going to be trying to get more information, taking surveys of producers, and also
we are going to be collecting samples and testing them at our veterinary services laboratories to see what the bacteria level is on farms. So we're gathering real basic data about on-farm use of antimicrobials to see just how they are used and be able to analyze that data and provide that to the larger national discussion with FDA and research agencies.
Who are trying to come up with a comprehensive plan to combat the rise in human bacterial strains resistant to antibiotics. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.